Well, hallelujah. Praise the Lord, everyone, and welcome to today's broadcast of Morning Motivation, where we start your day off right with hot breakfast for your soul. I am Evangelist Rossi Williams, and I am here with you Monday through Friday to start your day off with biblical perspective on your everyday issues so that we empower your daily life. And it's all within 15 minutes so you can get to work. We complete a new topic and a new task each day. And today is Triple Threat Tuesday. Yes, we have started our Triple Threat Tuesday, and I'll speak more with you about that at the end of the broadcast during the announcements section. Our topic for today is Jesus loves me, this I know. Jesus loves me, this I know. And our scripture is coming from the book of John 3:16. While you are getting your word ready, I remind everyone that you can learn more about me, my ministry, everything that's coming up, including everything that's going on today with Triple Threat Tuesday on my website, and that is philthefire.com, www.philthefire.com. Well, by now, you should have your word ready. Let's go to the book of John, chapter 3, verse 16. And I am reading from the KJV. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. What is our topic for this morning? Jesus loves me, this I know. When we were children, we used to hear that song, Jesus loves me, this I know, for the Bible tells me so. Little ones to him belong. They are weak, but he is strong. Yes, Jesus loves me. Yes, Jesus loves me. Yes, Jesus loves me. For the Bible tells me so. And I came to encourage you in that truth this morning about your own lives, your own situations, your own souls, and your own emotions. That Jesus loves you, and this you have to know. It is a truth because the Bible, which is the Word of God personified that cannot lie, tells you so. That little ones, grown ones, big ones, short ones, tall ones, skinny ones, heavier ones, rich ones, poor ones, black ones, white ones, and brown ones, educated ones and uneducated ones, perfect ones and imperfect ones, incarcerated ones and liberated ones, sick ones, homeless ones, parentless ones, single parent ones, all of us to him belong. We are weak, but God is so strong. Yes, Jesus loves you. Yes, Jesus loves you. Come on and begin to say that wherever you are. Say, yes, Jesus loves me. No one can hear you on the broadcast. Say, yes, Jesus loves me. Doesn't it feel good to be loved? For the Bible tells me so. Throughout history, psychologists have documented the importance of love for the optimal growth and development of a person. Notice I didn't say just for the physical growth and development, but for the optimal emotional well-being of a person, love is necessary. When we have a baby, we are taught to love that baby, to make sure that we cuddle that baby. And hopefully it is an innate desire, right? Because that's our baby. So we love that baby. We hold that baby. When the baby cries, we cuddle the baby. We feed the baby. We change the baby. We sing to the baby. All because we need that baby to experience our love. It helps that baby to feel safe, even though it cannot articulate the word safe, but that its needs are met. And as that baby grows into a toddler, we love that toddler, don't we? We spend time with the toddler. And as the toddler grows throughout the lifespan, even up into adulthood, the desire to love and to be loved is ever present. The desire to have self-worth, to be validated, to have a sense of belonging, it is always there, even to the point where children will seek out a gang. They will seek out a facade of love if they don't have real love. They will join a gang to have a sense of belonging, to have a sense that someone is protecting them, covering them, caring about them, even if the reality is that the person is toxic or the situation is toxic. That's how important love is. And when I was in nursing school over 20 years ago, our model that we focused on is called, and it's still in use today, was called Maslow's, M-A-S-L-O-W, hierarchy of needs. And it is shaped like a triangle. The base level of the triangle taught us to focus on the most necessary needs that a person has. And the philosophy of Maslow is that until those basic needs are met, a person cannot really progress to the top level of that triangle, which is love and self-actualization in an optimal, sustained manner. So, for example, if a patient came into the hospital who was homeless and hungry, and all we begin to discuss with them is about how they can be a better person, how they can maybe go get an education. But we never met the need that the person right then was hungry. We didn't call dietary and get them something to eat, or we didn't give them some kind of snack that was available. It didn't matter to the person about this 5-year long-range plan you were making. They needed the basic needs met. You know, oxygen, food, and water. And once you met the basic needs of the person, you could help them go to the higher levels, and they could sustain themselves on those higher levels. Well, that is how it is with us right now. In order for us to really be able to operate in the truth on a daily basis of knowing that we are validated, we are worth something, we have to understand and know that somebody loves us, who is going to help meet our basic needs, who is going to be that provider, that safe place, that covering, who's going to supply the oxygen, the food, the water, who's going to not leave us destitute. I want to tell you today that that person is Jesus. Jesus loves you, and he has not only the basic needs for you. But he has everything that you need, everything that you dream about, everything that you want, and everything that you could ever desire in his hands for you. Because God so loved you, God so loved me, that he gave his only begotten son, that if you were willing to come to him, you shouldn't perish. You won't have to live or spend eternity in hell spiritually. And you won't have to live or spend eternity in hell here on earth. But you can have everlasting life in eternity, glory. And you can have everlasting joy of your life here on earth, because you will operate in the assurance that no matter what your circumstances are, no matter what it looks like on the outside, Jesus loves you. This you know, for the Bible tells you so. You can come to him. You can belong to him. You can rest in him. You can live in him. You can have joy in him. You can find peace in him. You can have your needs met in him. You can come to him. You may be weak, but he's strong and he has a way to supply your every need. Hallelujah. Come on and praise him this morning. It's so beautiful to be loved. Woo! When somebody loves you, they look beyond every fault, every flaw, because all they know is the truth, that you're the one. And they refuse to surrender that victory to Satan. They refuse to surrender that love to Satan, because they understand that you're human. You're going to have a flaw. You're going to have more than one flaw. That's part of humanity. Because they have flaws. But the love you have for one another, it's so powerful that it covers every flaw. When you think about them, you love them so much. You can just see them holding your face in their hands. Oh my God, what it feels like to be loved. That's how Jesus feels about you this morning. He's holding your face in his hands. Jesus loves you. This I know. Let's go into prayer. Hallelujah. Just begin to worship him. Just begin to thank him. The Lord, we come this morning in the mighty name of Jesus. It feels so good to know that we are loved with agape, unconditional love that looks beyond every fault, that forgives us over and over again, that comes back into renewed fellowship with us, that cuddles us and holds us, rocks us. Can't nobody do me like Jesus, that can't nobody love us like Jesus. We ask the forgiveness of every sin. Lord, this morning I pray for every person listening to this broadcast, that they would be validated within the assurance that you love them, that you love us, and that if there's nobody else on this earth who will say I love you to them this morning, that you love them, Jesus. You see beauty in them. You see purpose in them. You see divine purpose in them. You see great things in them. You look at them and you don't see the imperfections. You don't see the flaws. When you stand with them in the mirror, looking back at themselves, you just say, oh my God, how beautiful you are. How lovely you are. How handsome you are. I made you. And I love you. You are so worth loving. Bless them, Lord. Remove depression, self-doubt. Remove inferiority. Let them know that they are loved, that you love them. And not only do you love them, but you have someone on earth who loves them. Whether it's a parent, a spouse, children, friends, you have love for them here on earth too. In Jesus' name we pray, amen. Come on and just begin to say, Jesus loves me. Speak it again. Jesus loves me. Worship him. Then say, I am worthy of being loved.
I am worthy of being loved. If you are listening to this broadcast and you have not given your life to the Lord, or you are in a backslidden state, I want to very quickly give you the opportunity to connect with this supernatural lover called Jesus. All you need to do is just repeat after me. Say, Lord, this morning I come in the name of Jesus. I ask the forgiveness of every sin. Yes, come on, hallelujah. Then say, I repent of my sins. I ask you to come into my life and be my Savior. Now come on and praise the Lord. You are now saved. You are now rededicated. And I want you to make sure that you get into a good Bible teaching and believing church. Get engaged in the church. Attend their Sunday school, whatever they have for to teach you. Don't just go to church. Go to Bible study. Learn the word. And every day walk in the love and the assurance that you are now saved or rededicated. It doesn't mean you won't mess up. Doesn't mean you won't fall. Doesn't mean you won't sin. But it means that you've been covered in Jesus, in the blood, and you will strive to live right every day. And Jesus will be there to help you in his name. Let me give you this announcement very quickly. Today is Triple Threat Tuesday. So this is the day that I do three power-packed broadcasts. The first one is to get you motivated, and you've just tuned in to that right now. That's morning motivation. The second is at 6 p.m. this evening. That's sponsored by my law office, Rossi Williams Law Group, and it's to get you educated. It's 15 minutes of applying today's law to your legal situations, and our topic for tonight is immigration law. And then we wrap it up with getting you heard. And that's on You Be the Jury. It is the hottest 30 minutes in talk radio. You call in and we focus on a hot off the press issue in politics, social justice, or religion. I have callers nationwide. The callers are called jurors, and they deliberate the issue on air. And tonight's issue is, did President Trump go too far with the immigration ban? Now, you can tune in live, online, or via phone, and just go to my law office website. All of the information is there. That is CarlRossiWilliams.com, CarlRossiWilliams.com. So go to the ministry site, PhilDFire.com, to re-listen to this broadcast or to share it with others. It'll be posted after 8 a.m. Eastern. Go to the law office website, CarlRossiWilliams.com, to tune in at 6 p.m. for Tuesday's Topic Live. That's where you're getting educated on immigration law. And then to tune in at 6:30 p.m. for You Be the Jury, where you get heard, and we're going to come up with a verdict live on air. I will see you in the morning, 6:30 a.m. Eastern. This is the Morning Motivation Broadcast. I start your day off right with hot breakfast for your soul. We use the word to tackle everyday issues in your life with biblical perspective, and we empower you to victorious living Monday through Friday, 6:30 a.m. Eastern. Until tomorrow morning for Morning Motivation, I'll see you then. But tonight, set your alarms now, 6 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Let's get ready to get educated with Tuesday Topic Live and get heard on You Be the Jury. Go to CarlRossiWilliams.com. Your task for today is to remind yourself that Jesus loves you. All throughout today, I want you to validate yourself by telling yourself you are loved. Jesus loves you. Tell him that now. Tell yourself that now. I am loved. Jesus loves me. You're worthy to be loved. I love you. I'll see you tonight at 6 p.m. Hallelujah. You're so worthy. Jesus loves you. And I love you.